Our help is in the name of the Lord, who has made heaven and earth, who keepeth truth forever, and who never forsaketh the works of his own hands. Amen. Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you, from God the Father, and Christ Jesus our Lord, in communion with the Holy Ghost. Amen. Congregation, let us sing from Psalter 150 all the stanzas. O God, give thou ear to my plea, and hide not thyself from my cry. O hearken and answer thou me, as restless and weary I sigh. 1-4 of Psalter 150.
the portion of God's Word that we wish to read in this afternoon hour you can find recorded in the Gospel according to Luke and are of the 14th chapter beginning by verse 15. Luke 14 beginning by verse 15, but before we will read the 12 articles of our undoubted Christian faith. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only begotten Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost. I believe in Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Luke chapter 14, beginning by verse 15. And when one of them had sat at meat with him, heard these things, he said unto him, Blessed is he that shall eat bread in the kingdom of God. Then said he unto him, A certain man made a great supper, and bade many, and sent his servant at supper time to say unto them that were bidden, Come, for all things are now ready. And they all with one consent began to make an excuse. The first said unto him, I have bought a piece of ground, and I must needs go and see it. I pray thee, have me excused. And another said, I have bought 5 yoke of oxen, and I go to prove them, I pray thee, have me excused. And another said, I have married a wife, and therefore I cannot come. So that servant came and showed his lord these things. Then the master of the house, being angry, said to his servant, Go out quickly into the streets and lanes of the city, and bring in hither the poor and the maimed, and the halt and the blind. And the servant said, Lord, it is done as thou hast commanded, and yet there is room. And the Lord said unto the servant, Go out into the highways and hedges, and compel them to come in, that my house may be filled. For I say unto you that none of those men which were bidden shall taste of my supper. And there went great multitudes with him, and he turned and said unto them, If any man come to me and hate not his father, and mother and wife and children and brethren and sisters, yea, and his own life also, he cannot be my disciple. And whosoever does not bear his cross and come after me cannot be my disciple. For which of you, intending to build a tower, sitteth not down first and counteth the cost, whether he have sufficient to finish it? Lest haply, after he had laid the foundation and is not able to finish it, all that behold it began to mock him, saying, This man began to build and was not able to finish. Or what king going to make war against another king, sitteth not down first and consulteth whether he be able with 10,000 to meet him that cometh against him with 20,000, or else, while the other is yet a great way off, he sendeth an ambassage and desired conditions of peace. So likewise, whosoever he be of you that forsaketh not all that he had, he cannot be my disciple. Salt is good, But if the salt have lost its savor, wherewith shall it be seasoned? It is neither fit for the land, nor yet for the dunghill. But men cast it out. He that had ears to hear, let him hear.
Let us try to pray and ask for the blessing and help of the Lord. O Lord of heaven and of earth, thou dost say, those that seek me early, they shall find me. O that thou may give us to seek thee with all our heart and all our might and all of our strength, that we may seek thee early, that we may seek thee before that it is forever too late, that we may seek thee in a day of health and strength of body and of mind, that we may seek thee also early each and every day, that we may seek thee early also in our life, in our youth, in our childhood. Oh, then we need eyes to see the vanity that is in this world, and that all that is perishing, that is unworthy of all our efforts. Oh, that thou may open our eyes together, because our life that is quickly going by us and our children, and it is a short journey that we are traveling between the cradle and the grave. But we need eyes to see it. We need a mind. We need a heart that is affected, that is renewed, that is converted, that is regenerated by thee, that is given new longings and desires, new life that is within, that is given burnings, a hunger and a thirst after thee and thy righteousness. O Lord, leave us not in that state in which we are, that we are born in, though that we have a form of religion. That we might not lose it just because that we have bought a piece of ground, because we have bought 5 oxen, or that we have married a wife. O Lord, that thou may give us understanding hearts. Wilt thou cause us to be invited truly by thee as those that are poor and those that are afflicted and those who are needy? Oh, that thou thyself would strip us of our own coldness and hardness and carnality and our own righteousness, and all that we have thoughts, high thoughts of ourselves, our pride and our sin. Oh, that thou would bring us low before thy footstool, that we may be true recipients of thy free and of thy sovereign grace. Oh, that we may receive instruction from thee, because we are unbelievers from our own sight. We can read that those who regarded not the word of the Lord, who feared not the word of the Lord, They did leave their cattle in the fields. But those who feared that word of thee, they brought their cattle into their houses. O Lord, such are we when we do not believe thy holy word. Then we do provoke thee unto anger, and that thou wouldest destroy us. Oh, that thou may give us that true and that saving faith, that may begin truly to believe thy holy word, that we may flee with our children in a day of grace and in a time of salvation. Oh, give thy word such a place this thy holy Sabbath day, in this day, in this afternoon hour, when we are together in under thy countenance. Oh, that thou may thyself gather with us in thy mercy and not in thy wrath. For we deserve not only not the least of thy blessings, but also that we would be cut off by thee, that thou wouldst be wroth with us. O Lord, that thou wouldst put away thine anger, hast thou not laid it upon thy own dear son? Oh, has he not borne it upon that cursed tree, where he had to cry out, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? Oh, may it be that we and our children would not have to be forsaken by thee for a time and for a never-ending eternity. Lord, that thou may grant us this afternoon hour thy presence and thy nearness, thy favor and thy blessing, that thy word may receive a place in our hearts, could it be for the first time, that it might be as an arrow that would strike our heart, that we may go out from this place as one who is wounded in his heart, that he may cry out under thy dealings, and that thou wouldst be true with us, O Lord, to show us the reality of our life and our heart, and that thou may deal with thy children also to bring them, each one of them, through that narrow way and to through that narrow gate and to walk upon that narrow way. Oh, that thou may cause us to flee from all that is temptation and all that would destroy our soul in this life, but that thou wouldst draw our hearts, as thy servant did say, not only for the first time, but also by renewal. Draw me, O Lord, and then we shall run after thee. Oh, seek us out, for thou must be the first one, for the first time and by renewal also in the life of thy children. For what thou hast begun, thou wilt surely finish. But we cannot uphold ourselves, and we cannot uphold thy own work, but we have to lose it as a ground. And wilt thou give that thou thyself may be a ground, our base, that thou mayst be our rock. Then it is firm, then it is sure, then it cannot go wrong in our life and in our death. Oh, that thou may give thy word such a place in the life and in the heart of each and every one. Care for all those that are in distress. Remember those upon the mission fields in the tumultuous time in which that we are living, in that country, in all that is taking place. Wilt thou watch over and protect from all danger and from all harm, and wilt thou give peace and prosperity, and wilt thou thyself solve those difficulties that are within that country? And wilt thou cause us all to receive understanding hearts when there are wars and rumors of wars and the sea that is boiling, O Lord, the signs, they are all about us, when Satan is let loose, when more and more thy church that is persecuted over this world, even though that men, they do cry, peace, peace. O Lord, thou knowest those that must suffer under such afflictions. Wilt thou help them, and wilt thou cause them to receive strength, undergird them, and wilt thou visit them also from above with thy truth by thy Spirit. O Lord, that thou may cause us also, while it is still a day of peace in the country in which we are living, that we may take hold of the opportunities that we are given with our children, that we may not squander our freedom and all the blessings poured yet upon us, that one day we would look back and say, what have we done with all that thou hast given unto us? And then it will testify against us in that great day of days. Do supply then for all those that rule and reign over us. And that thou may continue to grant freedom within our countries. And wilt thou give also that we may be brought back to thy word and to thy testimonies. Help all those that are afflicted and sick. We think of those that do draw near so close unto the gates of death. O Lord, that thou may be on their right and on their left hand. Because we cannot go through death with one another. And then thou canst give a husband and a wife and children in this world. But with one another we cannot die. O Lord, that thou may give supply in all the needs and in all the cares. O visit thyself when thou wilt go with them through that last river. O Lord, then it shall be well, and then alone it shall be well. Wilt thou cause us each and every one to consider our own life and our own death, that we may hasten for the sake of our life, that we may be prepared for that great and that notable day. Wilt thou supply for all those that are afflicted and sick, those who do recover from surgeries, and those who are otherwise afflicted, or those who are handicapped, and those that do suffer from addictions in this world. O Lord, be with mind and body those that have become old and do ail in the body and in the mind. Wilt thou supply for them also? Oh, be near to us, Lord. Be near unto us as a people, as a congregation, as a denomination, that thy truth may not only be what we read in the Bible and in the books, but that it may be that which is experienced in our own hearts. Then we can live and then we can die. Oh, that thou may grant it unto each and every one of us. Help us this hour to bring this little portion of thy holy word. O stand thou on our right and on our left. Fill us, O Lord, with thy Holy Spirit, which thou alone art able to do. Give us freedom and give us liberty if it could please thee. But above all, grant us a little blessing, a little word that may enter as the dew into our hearts. Oh, that we may say that it was good to be here, for the Lord was in our midst. We ask it in the forgiveness of all our sin, for Jesus' sake. Amen. While your offering is being received, we'll sing from Psalter number 32, all the stanzas. Lord, hear the right, regard my cry, my prayer from lips sincere. Send I approval from on high, my righteousness make clear. Thou in the night my heart has tried, nor found it turned from thee aside. Psalter 32, stanzas 1 through 4, and the last collection today is for the building fund. Thank you. beloved congregation, suitability is a very precious thing that is felt by each and every person, that is by adults and young people, and also by children. Suitable words. What does Solomon say? He says, a word fitly spoken that is like apples of gold in pictures of silver. Suitable music in the house of God, suitable music, singing the praises of the Lord with a solemn sound. Suitable judgments, that is refreshing for every man in this world to behold, the condemnation of the wicked, and the justification of the righteous. So Solomon says that when the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice. But when the wicked beareth rule, the people mourn, because then judgments, they are no longer suitable. Suitable time. Solomon, he also says that a wise man, he discerneth both time and judgment. And so we can go on, suitability. That is such a precious thing. What is more suitable than the words of the Lord Jesus Christ? To the wicked Pharisees and the scribes, he said, woe unto you. Then we see a woman. She was indeed a wicked woman, but she came with tears. And with those tears, she did wipe the feet of the Lord Jesus Christ. And then he spoke to her, and he said, thy sins are forgiven thee. Go in peace. Apples of gold in pictures of silver. So he said to the rich young ruler, he said, thou knowest the commandments. But to the people he said, blessed are they that do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. To whom is the Lord Jesus speaking in this chapter? We read here that there went great multitudes with him. Disciples, they are glad. They ought to be glad. And great multitudes will follow, and we would say then that church that is increasing, then that church of God that is being built, certainly, that is a good thing. And yet, it is not sufficient. And therefore, the Lord Jesus, he had some suitable words for the disciples, for that multitude. And he has suitable words for us also. We want to consider those words in this afternoon for a few moments from Luke 14, verses 28 through 30. Luke 14, verses 28 through 30. For which of you, intending to build a tower, sitteth not down first, and counteth the cost, whether he have sufficient to finish it, lest haply after he hath laid the foundation, and is not able to finish, all that behold it begin to mock him, saying, this man began to build, and was not able to finish. So far the words of our text. Counting the cost. First, a free salvation. Second, a costly discipleship, and third, a worthy cause, that is, a cause of great worth, counting the cost. First, a free salvation. Second, a costly discipleship. And third, a worthy cause. For which of you, intending to build a tower, sitteth not down first and counteth the cost, whether he have sufficient to finish it? We easily understand this because we did the same thing. We gathered all together, male members, in order that we may count the cost when we may build, whether or not that we are able to finish it. What a waste that would be, children, when the new sanctuary that would be only half finished because, well, there is not enough to finish it. What a waste of resources. What a waste of effort. What a waste of time. But it is not only a waste. No, it is also a shame, the Lord Jesus says. Lest haply after he had laid the foundation and is not able to finish it, all that behold it begin to mock, saying, this man began to build and was not able to finish it. He did not have enough resources. He thought that he had enough, and he didn't have enough. He had higher thoughts of himself and of his own ability than was the reality. He was lacking in strength. He was lacking in wisdom. Maybe he was lacking in the ability to continue to do his work. What is it? It is a parable. A parable that the Lord Jesus has spoken to this multitude. It is not about natural things. It is about spiritual things. That the Lord Jesus is speaking about a man who begins. He begins to seek for the salvation of the Lord, but he never receives it. The Lord Jesus says, you must count the cost. That is a remarkable thing. Say we must count the cost, but we must count the cost for something that is so remarkably free. God's word in a way that is full of riddles. Do you have riddles in your heart? Is the word of the Lord sometimes a riddle to you? Is your heart sometimes full of perplexities that you say it cannot be this and at the same time that? So we have also here a riddle. A paradox, because there is nothing in this world that is so free, so perfectly free, as the salvation of the church of God, as the redemption of God's true people. There are many things, children, in this world. They will have an advertisement, it will say free. But it is not really free most of the time. Most of the time we have to say, you don't get something. Actually, you don't get anything for free. You don't get it for nothing. And the costs, oh, they are somewhere. You just do not see them. But now that salvation of the Lord, that has been declared free already so long ago, when the Lord has put it into the mouth of his servant Isaiah, ho, everyone that thirsteth, come ye to the waters, and he that hath no money. What is that? Children, that is a poor man. He has no money. And then he is What do they do today? Well, then they are looking for all those that have money. Then they can get that money that they can then give that product. Those that have no money, what does he say? Come ye, buy and eat. Yea, come, buy wine and milk without money and without price. And that is true. And that is what is making it so suitable unto the poor, unto those who have nothing, unto those who cannot bring forth anything, unto those who have no righteousness, no strength, no wisdom of their own, no money. What does the Lord Jesus say? He says, I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. And he said, I will give unto him that is athirst of the waters of life freely. That is now the hope of the church of God. That is now the comfort of the church of God. That there is nothing that needs to be brought by that people. That everything is accomplished from the side of God himself. That he may give it unto those that have it not. And yet the Lord Jesus says that we must sit down and count the cost. To sit down, that means that we are not in a hurry, that we are not in a rush, but that speaks about consideration. When you sit down, and then you are not doing, but then you are thinking. Then you are meditating. To sit down and to count the cost. That is so remarkable. Because as free as it is, yet there is a cost. No, that is not in a way of merit. That is bought. It is paid. You believe that? Oh, the Lord show it to you. The Lord open that to you. How fully paid that is. That you may see how free that is. And yet, in our second thought, a costly discipleship. For which of you, intending to build a tower, sitteth not down first, and counteth the cost, whether he have sufficient to finish it. Finish it. Sufficient to finish it. So the Lord Jesus says, there are many that begin, and that never finish. Insufficient to finish it. Many that begin, often with zeal, and sometimes with zeal that is even greater than the zeal, at least in an outward way, that is living in the heart of that true church of God. John Bunyan writes about pliable, yet a pliable character. And he could be convinced by Christian. He could be convinced by a man to begin that journey out of that city of destruction. And he goes out with him. And then he wants to hear. He is asking questions. What is that is going to be enjoyed? Tell me more about what glory that there is to be enjoyed. Tell me more about what shall be received in heaven. And when Christian begins to tell him, then he says, come, he says, let us mend our pace. Let us go faster. Oh, that is what happens with that zeal. And Christian, he says, I cannot go so fast. I cannot go so fast by reason of the burden that is upon my back. Oh, do you understand it? Thus, there is a people who cannot go so fast. Then they cannot receive everything. They cannot take in everything because of the sinful nature. Because of the height of the corruption. Because they cannot believe that it could be even for such a one as they experience themselves to be. He cannot go so fast. Pliable, he says, let us mend our pace. But never finished. He never finished. Because he could not come through the affliction. When he came to that slough, oh, then he turns back. Saul, King Saul, he also began well, but he did not count the cost because he would have to wait. He would have to wait for the Lord. Do you wait? I do not mean do you put your feet up, but do you wait for him? Do you look for him? Does it take a long time in your life? Oh, King Saul, he would not wait. He would go forth himself. But he did not last. He never entered in, or without a new heart. Then we will not last. Without a new heart, then we cannot endure. Demas hath forsaken me, having loved this present world. How many begin? How many come into the church of God? A great multitude going along with the Lord Jesus Christ. And yet, though they come into that visible church, they never make it into that church invisible. For which of you, intending to build a tower, sitteth not down first and counteth the cost, whether he have sufficient to finish it? What then does it cost? What does it then cost to follow as a disciple the Lord Jesus Christ? What do you think, children? Say, that is not so difficult, what it costs a person. Cost means that we have to give up something. Cost means that we are not able to serve both God and Mammon, God and Satan, at the same time. There is a cost to that discipleship. It will cost you attention in this world. Or when we see a man that is wrought upon by the Spirit of the Lord, and then sometimes that man, he cannot understand by the end of the day how that labor that he was about that has actually gotten finished, because that attention that is fixed upon the need of his soul, it will cost you time. Is that okay? Time is short. How much time is there left for us? If we would live to be 100 years old, we will look back and say that it was but an handbreadth, that it was but a vapor that has come and that has disappeared so short. Is it all for the world? young people. Is all your time now for the world? Or is there now some time in your day, you rise in the morning perhaps, is there time to bend your knees? Is there time to seek the Lord early? Or is there time to search in the Word of God? We cannot think that a person, that he will be granted the salvation of the Lord when he has no desire to spend any time in seeking, in praying, in supplicating the throne of grace. Do you know what it will cost you? The Lord Jesus says, count the cost. It will cost you some energy. Because what does the Lord Jesus say? He says, strive. He says, strive to enter in at the straight gate. Striving. That is not sitting on an easy chair. No, striving that costs a man sweat, that costs a man energy. And then it is as that woman who is seeking that lost pearl, and she is going about that house, and she is looking and looking and looking for that treasure, that she may find it, that she may receive it. It may cost you congregation money. It may cost you your riches. Or are we willing to let a little of them go in order that we may enter into that kingdom of God? Because reading the Bible and searching, young people, and going on your knees to pray, that is not that which makes you rich in this world. But do you know what the Lord Jesus says? He says it is to the poor that the gospel is preached, and that is indeed in a spiritual way, but so often is also in a natural way, because it is a people that are not seeking the riches of this world, because there is attention on other things, and there is time for other things. There is a people we read in the Word of God it is the foolish of this world. It is not many rich. It is not many noble. It is not many mighty that are being called. Oh, it may cost you a business. How would that be? How would that be if the Lord, he would take away a prospering business because the Lord says the heart of that man is so attached to that business and there is no room for myself? How do you think that would disappoint you on your deathbed? How do you think that would disappoint you when you are laying on your deathbed and you have to go through that last journey over that last Jordan? You say, the Lord, he has taken away from me my business. Oh, you say, that hurts so. That hurts so in the time that it took place. But it was now the best thing that could have ever happened to me in my whole life. Oh, it could be. And yet it will not cost you your food and drink. No, because your bread will be given you, and your water that shall be sure. It may cost you your ease, because it is through much tribulation that we must enter into that kingdom of God. It is necessary. It is not necessary from the side of the Lord, but it is so often necessary from our own side. therefore the Lord, he says, I will bring the third part through the fire. And I will try them as gold is tried, as silver is tried. Or it could be that it even cost us our liberty. You cannot imagine that. If we were sitting, if you had a father, a mother, children, can you imagine that your father or your mother that was sitting in prison because of the truth? Do you know how many are sitting in prison in the days in which we are living because of that word of God? Or maybe it will cost you your health and strength, like Job, who had to scrape himself with a potsherd. Or it could even cost us our very life, because there were many martyrs for the sake of that kingdom of God. But the Apostle Paul, he says, neither count I my life dear unto me, but it will certainly cost you your reputation, because it is a people that are despised and mocked in this world. Paul says we are made as the filth of the world, and we are the offscouring of all things unto this day. Oh, how is that? Is that too much to lose? Our reputation in the midst of this world? It's even possible that it costs us our loved ones. It is even possible that it costs us our children. When those children, they are dearer to our hearts than the Lord himself. Think of Jacob, who had to miss his dear son Joseph for so many years, because the Lord, he is going to remove the idols. He will take away the idols that are in the life of every single one of his own people. Because what does he say? He says, I am a jealous God. Oh, certainly it will cost us our bosom sins, that which we cleave to, because the Lord, he is bringing his church into with that prodigal, into that swine pit, that he may deliver that people from their bosom sins. Certainly it will cost us this world. Satan said to the Lord Jesus, he says, if you will bow down to me, then I will give thee all the whole world. And what did the Lord Jesus answer him? He said, get thee behind me, Satan. Oh, then, so it is also with that church of God. The Lord, he will take away the idols. He will take away what that people are cleaving to over and above himself. Oh, you say, that is depressing. That is a hard saying. It is no wonder that that multitude, they begin so great, and that multitude that is dwindling more and more. It is because that word of the Lord Jesus, he, as it were, he pushes them away. He is honest. He is honest with that multitude. He does not deceive that people. No, just the opposite. The devil is not honest. What does the devil say to us? He says, serve me. Serve me and I will give you everything. I will give you everything that is worth anything. Oh, the devil, he is a liar. He is not honest. He said to our first parents, he says, you shall not die. But it was not true. And the disciples, they do not leave the Lord Jesus. No, the disciples do not leave the Lord Jesus. Many of that people eventually went away. That is true. But not his disciples. even said to them, "Will ye also go away?" What was the answer? To whom shall we go? To whom? To where shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life. Oh, they saw something. Oh, they saw something that was so far above all the worth that can be received in this world. But we want to see that after we sing. 135, 1, 4, and 5. Hear this, all ye people here. Earth's inhabitants give ear. All of high and low degree, rich and poor, give heed to me. 1, 4, and 5 of Psalter 135. Third thought, a worthy cause. Why do we say that? Well, because if the cost of that discipleship is now so high, why would anyone make such a choice? Congregation, we wouldn't. And indeed, we do not. that is by nature. That choice is not ours. Why not? Because the cost, that is too high. Because we are not willing to forsake the world and every former friend. Oh, the cost that is prohibitive. That is what the Lord Jesus is saying unto this great multitude that has come out, that is following Him with this parable. He says, your natural desires, they may be enough to begin. They may be enough to begin zealously, enthusiastically. But they are not enough to finish. Oh, how different that it becomes by the power of the Holy Spirit. What a change is coming in the heart of a man. A new heart, children. That is what it is. It is a new heart. And it is a new heart by the power of God. And it sees things in this world in a new light. In the light of reality. How that it really is. So that a man becomes willing in the day of the Lord to bear the costs that are associated with seeking and finding that prize. What does the Lord say? He says, I will cause them that love me to inherit substance, and I will fill all their treasures. Substance. What is substance? You look all about you. You are young. You see things. You say those things have substance. Those things exist. There is a building. There is so on. That is substance. And I want substance. Or even in a natural way. The older that you become, then you will see how that all those things, they lack substance. Beautiful house that is broken down. A beautiful car. Oh, there is no substance to it. And a man with a business, with a family, and then soon he had a good mind, and that is not there anymore. And he had good health, and that is not there anymore. Soon, it is all gone. See, it was a lack of substance. In a natural way, when we become older, then we see that. But if children, the Lord would give you a new heart, then you would see that today. Then you would begin to understand what substance is. All those things soon going to be gone. Then you begin to perceive that the only substance is that inheritance, incorruptible and undefiled, and that fadeth not away. Oh, what a blessing is a new heart. To see where that substance lies, and where that treasure lies, What has worth? What has value? And when we see this, then we are ready. Oh, the Lord makes us ready and willing to let go of all the rubbish. Oh, that we may sell everything that we have, that we may gain that one pearl of great price. Oh, what a blessing is true saving faith. That is alone it which will enable a man to endure unto the end, that he may receive that eternal prize. For which of you, intending to build a tower, sitteth not down first and counteth the cost, whether he have sufficient to finish it? Oh, how that the church of God trembles so often that they will not have sufficient to finish. Oh, the Lord Jesus comforted his disciples. He said, "Fear not, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom." And yet, he said, will cost you. Sell that ye have. Provide yourselves bags which wax not old. A treasure in the heavens that faileth not. Indeed, there are also hidden costs. That is so when we build a tower. That is so here also when we build a sanctuary. Oh, then we can become fearful when we see that there were costs, costs that we had not figured on, costs that we had never thought of. Then we become anxious as those costs, they are rising. Then we say, will we be able to finish it? Indeed, in that true church of God, there are also such hidden costs. Costs that in the beginning, they had never thought of. Because that first love, oh, there is in the heart, in that new heart, such a zeal, such a desire. Then they are so ready to forsake everything. Oh, children, then mother and father, they do not mean as much. Oh, we love our mother and father. And yet, oh, yet we say, I love the Lord, the fount of life and grace. Oh, then the Lord means everything to us. And then the Lord, he is giving strength and desire. So much so that we are ready to forsake all the things that are in this world. And whatever that we have to go through, oh, then we say, Lord, work through in my life, whatever that it is, but that I may have thee and thy salvation. But there are things that we never thought of. Those hidden costs. Do you know what they never think of? They never thought that they would have to lose their own credit. That they would have to lose it all. That they would actually have to go bankrupt. Oh, they never thought that they would have to lose what they thought was the Lord's favor upon all their sincere intentions. What they now do for the Lord. The love that is living in their heart for the Lord. The good pleasure of the Lord for their own work. Never thought that they would have to lose even their own righteousness, their own goodness, that it would all have to become as filthy rags. We understand the anxiety of that people when they see those hidden costs. They say, is this how it has to go? This is wrong. It cannot end well in this place, in this way. I shall never in this way come unto a good end. Days of great anxiety. And the Lord, He even brings it sometimes further. Because the Lord, He will later give them to have to experience that they have to lose everything that the Lord gave them. Oh, they may speak of it. How that the Lord, He has come with His love. How that the Lord, He has revealed Himself to their soul. How precious, how sweet were the words of the Lord. Oh, then they may speak of that sometimes to family and to friends. And secretly building upon it. Secretly making a foundation out of it. And the Lord, He begins to strip it away. Oh no, not that they can say it did not happen. But they see it is no ground. It is no foundation. And if the Lord, He will bring them before His judgment seat in the court of their own conscience, then you understand that they have to lose even their life. They have to lose everything from their own side. So impossible for our own flesh, skin for skin. All that a man hath, he will give for his life, and yet a worthy cause. Oh, it is the Lord who must bring this people through. The Lord, He is upholding that people. Though they have to say for their own side all these things, they are against me. But the Lord is going to receive all the honor and all the glory. And that people, they are going to receive the salvation of the Lord in their poverty. And one day, that people are going to say, the Lord, He has done all things well. Oh, then they are going to sing it with that true church of God, how that He led them forth by the right way to bring them unto that city of habitation. And then they will say upon their deathbed, oh, the Lord, He has not taken away from me anything of any real value. He has not stripped from me anything that had any true worth, but He has given unto me every worthy blessing. O congregation, do you ever see, do you ever perceive the worthiness of the cause and the unworthiness, the lack of value and worth that everything in this world is able to give unto you? That is now what the Spirit of the Lord is working that he may bring that people through every trial and through every disappointment that is upon that way. Oh, remember, when Pliable and Christian, they came out of that city, then they fell together into that slough. But what do we read of Pliable? Oh, we read that he got out on that side that was closest to his house. But what do we read about Christian? That he struggled on, and he struggled to the side that was furthest away from his house. Did not know how deep, he did not know how wide that slough was. But home and back he could not go. And why? It was because of the worthiness of that cause. What a difference between these two men who came out together, but who did not finish together. And so the Lord Jesus says here concerning this parable, he says, so likewise, whosoever he be of you that forsaketh not all that he hath, he cannot be my disciple. Amen. O Lord of heaven and of earth, give thy word a place because it is true. O give us to see the truth of it while it is still a day of grace. To the children, to the older ones, O all together, that we may truly forsake this world and all that is perishing, for the sake of that substance, for the sake of that treasure, and that is to be had still yet today by those who seek thee early. Bring us safely to our places. Remember us in the week to come, each one in the labors of our hands. And wilt thou care for the fathers as they attempt to support their families, the mothers in their households, the teachers in the school, the children and the youth in colleges and in school. And wilt thou remember all that travel, be with those who hope to travel to Israel. Lord, that thou may watch over and protect them all together, and may thou bring them safely home again, and grant them yet a profitable journey. And could it please thee also to look upon those that are sick in a special way, and do forgive all of our many sins. Be with us as a consistory when we hope to meet. Help those that labor on the building. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. 164, 1, 2, and 4. Thou art my God, O God of grace, and earnestly I seek thy face. My heart cries out for thee. And what follows? 1, 2, and 4 of Psalter 164. Thank you. receive the blessing of the Lord and go in peace. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen. Blessing.